USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Fall 2021 will look a lot different compared to last year for many students around the country. The CDC announcing yesterday it's recommending all students return to the classroom. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if he's on board.
Yes, we want to get children back in school in person across the board as we enter into the fall term.
Fauci and ABC News yesterday. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning, and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. The CDC also recommends everyone get vaccinated, including those 12 and older. Those younger than 12 should wear a mask. Ultimately, these decisions are up to each school district. Those suspected in the assassination of Haiti's president being described as professional killers. That's what Haitian officials say, but more than two dozen people believed to be responsible for Wednesday's deadly attack outside Port-au-Prince. 20 suspects arrested, two of them U.S. citizens, 13 are former members of Colombia's military, five more remain on the run. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The death toll keeps climbing in Surfside, Florida. 15 more bodies found yesterday in the rubble of a collapsed condominium near Miami. That makes 79 dead. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
This is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very, very deeply. Please, please continue to keep all of the families in your prayers and in your hearts.
61 people remain unaccounted for. Millions more dollars in student loan debt now canceled. President Biden yesterday forgiving almost $56 million worth of loans owed by 1,800 students. The Department of Education saying the students were victims of fraud by for-profit colleges. This makes over $1.5 billion of student loan debt the administration has wiped out for over 90,000 people. Charlottesville, Virginia today removing statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. The mayor says this brings us one small step closer to grappling with America's sin of being willing to destroy black people for economic gain. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Gas price is going up. Here's Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID vaccine, reports surfacing that members of the Oregon National Guard will be used in the Beaver State. John Clemens reports.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door-to-door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was, don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.